Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers will go again this afternoon against the Royals, now with a win under their belts.
Payoff pitch. Fly ball, deep right center, see you later! Number one for Yelich.
Christian Yelich goes yard late. Brewers win 5-0, and that feels a lot better. We bring in Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering on Brewers 360 this morning. That was a more fun game to call, hey, Levo?
You know, wins are always more fun to call, there's no doubt, especially when they're shutouts and you get a nice pitching performance from a young starter. It was a good one last night.
Boy, how about that? I hadn't recognized his name, Jeff. I forgot that he got in that, what he got, an inning in an opening day, I think. But Eric says, your starter is Chad Patrick. I said, who's that? And Eric said, he won the 50-50 raffle and he got a chance to start.
Yeah, right.
It kind of felt like that in the starting rotation. It's tough to trust somebody with two first names, right? I have an for Chad Patrick. He was awesome yesterday. 4 2/3 scoreless innings. Appearance number two, first start. Kid from Indiana. There were a lot of 39 Patrick jerseys out there from family and friends that came to watch him pitch. And he put on a great show. And I think he's earned himself another start.
I'm so excited for him and how important that is, not just because we so badly needed a win.
But I'm sorry, go ahead. I totally jumped on you.
But just to have a young guy that first start, right, in a position that maybe he didn't think he was going to be in, and then to not only just do okay, but to come out, no run scored. I think he only gave up three hits.
Now we have tape on him, though, right? It's always the second match.
Well, now it's just, okay, go get him next time out against Cincinnati on Sunday. But I think it in that spot where your team has lost four consecutive games and they've given up 10 or more runs in three consecutive games, you really needed to give that squad some length. And that's exactly what he did. He provided the bullpen a break. He had an extra man with Abner Uribe coming off his suspension. All of the things lined up to have a good start, and that's exactly what he provided. And as soon as he put up a zero in that first inning, I think the confidence for him started to build, and you could kind of feel it with the crowd. They got behind him, and he used it to his advantage.
And he got some help. The call on Jackson Churio's great catch up against the fence, if you will, there in right field. Really fielded his position well yesterday and definitely helped out the rookie.
No doubt. And Oliver Dunn made a great play at third base, too. It helps when you throw a lot of strikes because your defense is going to play really well behind you. There were a couple of walks from Chad Patrick, but the defense won the Gold Glove for two straight years as a whole for the Brewers. So he knows he's got great defense. He let him work behind him yesterday. And again, look forward to his next start.
Well, I know the game wasn't any good on Monday, but you had to have been mentally exhausted and relieved once that game was over with all the talk, all the conversation, and rightfully so, about Mr. Baseball.
Yeah, it was a tough day on Monday, and I knew that was going to be the toughest. We got through the spring training opener. Opening day in New York was fine, I think. But we knew that Monday, the home opener, the first time being back in that ballpark since Game 3 of the wild card, the last time that he had called the game and been in that booth, it was heavy. It was a very heavy day on Monday. But I think we did a pretty good job of sharing his stories. And, you know, we kept thinking, man, in a blowout game like today, this is a game where you could be at his best. And we would have those stories and talk about anything but the game. And I think we did a good job of just sharing how we felt and sharing his legacy, and we'll continue to do that over the course of the year. But Monday was tough, there's no doubt, and it will continue to be tough on those random days where you just need a laugh or you need a smile and he's not there to walk through the doors. Those are the tough ones that we're going to anticipate over the course of the summer. But getting through Monday was tough, and I tell you, I slept really well on Monday night.
I bet you did.
Hey, Jeff, has anyone taken Uke's parking spot there in the covered area? I mean, I would suggest today would be a good day for you to try that out.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that.
Guys, no, it was raining. That
was a parking spot for one. And I will say this, the guys in the warehouse did a great job on Monday. They put down a piece of cardboard where there was a slight oil stain in one single rose, because that's Bob's spot and will always be Bob's spot.
Appreciate you, Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering.
Thank you, Jeff.
Live with us this morning. Thanks, Levo. We've got the Brewers and the Royals in the rubber game today, 11:30 pregame, 12:10 first pitch on your home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.